We don't good at you. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
We all know I'm gonna slouch.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
Oh.
Welcome in. I don't know if you can hear the song.
Pete's too good at goodbyes.
Can I steal you for a second? The podcast, that's the extent of our singing, but it's the song we've been singing all night because our boy Pete has been getting a little too good at goodbyes. We are down to the final four.
Final four.
Here on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And we're fresh off the, we're going to talk a little bit about the reactions before we dive into the recap and some of the gossip from this week. I'm not over Kelly going home.
Kelly was too good for the show.
She was, she will be missed.
I'll second that, Shay. Yeah. I think Kelly was just like cool, composed. She gave off that like indifferent energy.
She was on the wrong show. She should have been on Survivor. I think that's, I think she would have.
Or like, what about like Big Brother? I could see her on like a Big Brother show.
I've never seen that.
Big Brother, my sense is it's a little really? Too I've never petty seen it, and no. messy.
Okay. You don't think she could just like cruise through it though? I think she'd be so good.
I think it has some of the same like Bachelor Survivor? Energy perhaps. So okay. I think a pure like strategy with a little bit of social. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay, Kelly. And also our girl, Natasha. Natasha went home this episode.
Natasha will be missed as well.
Yeah.
She will be missed.
What are you going to miss most about Natasha?
Just keeping it real.
Keeping
it real.
She
always kept it real.
She always kept it real. We keep it real here on Can I Steal You for a Second? I'm Ashley Young here with Dustin Kendrick from Hannah B. Season.
What up?
Our girl, Shay, who works in our entertainment here at Fansided. And we're going to talk all about The Bachelor this weekend. We're going live. You guys can also catch this podcast on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google. I don't know where other people listen, but it's there too. So check it out. Rate, like, subscribe. You can also send us questions that you have. DM us at emails at bach@fansided.com. We'd love to hear from you guys. But yeah, just want to plug the podcast. So let's dive in here too. Last night I was, you know, sitting in my living room watching the Oscars as one does.
Okay.
Nice family show.
Okay.
And this commercial comes on the television.
Talk us through it.
And why don't you talk us through it, Shay? What popped up on my screen?
Well, I knew what I was watching, so I think we need to get it from your first.
Okay. To be fair, apparently this is a reference from Ghost.
It's from Ghost.
Ghost? Okay, I don't know what Ghost is, but it's a movie I should have seen.
It's
I know.
A classic. Come on.
This, ever since Shay came on the podcast, this has become like very quickly the gang up on Ashley because she doesn't get the reference. References podcast, but this commercial where Peter's sitting in front of like the pottery wheel, shirtless. First of all, if I'm working with like messy clay, I have a big ass smock on. Like, why are you half dressed? But whatever. And he's like fiddling with the clay, and all of these hands like start wrapping around him. And it's like very sexual and just out of, I don't know, it caught me off guard watching the Oscars. So I was like, ABC. Are we hurting for views? Like, what is going on?
You youngins don't know anything.
Okay, but walk me. Maybe there's other people out there that don't know. Yeah, what is it from?
It's just a romantic movie. It was back in like 1990, I believe.
Oh, yes. Peak romance.
Yeah.
An iconic Oscar-winning movie from 1990.
I wish I had the music. I was looking for the music that I was trying to play.
Okay. Can you sing it? You were singing earlier, little Sam Smith.
You remember the music?
I will find it.
So anyways.
We might not have the rights to
it. It's a romantic movie where, you know, this guy, I forget the, what's the actor's name again? I'm sorry.
Patrick Swayze.
Rip.
He gets shot and
no spoilers,
he,
dude.
He passes on.
He's dead. It's called Ghost. He's the ghost.
He is the ghost.
He's the titular ghost.
He's the ghost.
Okay.
So he's got unfinished business. Mm-hmm. He's got to protect his girlfriend or future.
As a ghost.
So he goes through Whoopi Goldberg.
Who is a potter. The girlfriend is a potter.
So that's where that...
Lucrative.
And there's a very like romantic, sexual scene with him and her. Like,
do they
hook
up as he's a ghost? Like, what's the end goal here?
They do have some like intimate moments through Whoopi Goldberg. And I think it's Demi, right? Demi.
Yeah,
that was the other thing on this commercial. I'm like, what is this like incredibly sexual commercial? And then Whoopi Goldberg like interrupts the moment. But I guess it's from
people
the movie.
People were so confused.
Well,
I'm just
the
like...
line, like, you're in trouble is... from the movie. It's what Whoopi tells Demi.
From her boyfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
But he can't speak to her. He's a ghost.
See, this would have been great information last night when I was like eating my Mexican takeout.
You're
like,
just supposed to know. You're supposed to watch this movie. When were you born?
93. So you said, "Would you? When did it come out?"
That's not an excuse. I'm 92.
I know. I know. Okay, I get it. We all have flaws. We all have flaws. Movies aren't my strong suit. But it kind of took the internet by storm. People were definitely like impressed by this commercial.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the show hasn't really had any of that like deep like sexual energy. It's been a lot of tears and whining.
Because we haven't gotten to the fantasy suites yet.
That's true.
That is true. That is true. But we are getting pretty close. We are getting pretty close here. So let's talk a little bit about this episode tonight. As we're kind of creeping down, I feel so relieved to finally watch the show and actually know the women that are on there. I feel like I'm starting to understand them a little better. And we start this episode. And where did we
start? We're in Peru now.
Peru. I can't keep up.
We are
it's
in
an
Peru.
Upgrade from Cleveland for sure.
Oh, home of Paddington the Bear.
I didn't know that until I saw you tweet that.
Yeah, no, he's a true icon.
I'm really selling myself as a woman full of knowledge here, but did not know Paddington was from... I thought he was English.
I'm here for your George Bush watercolor references.
Oh my God, I haven't gotten over that.
Yeah, Paddington emigrated.
Oh.
Yeah, he was raised by like grandparents, I think, and then he goes to England.
And that's where the accent comes from.
But his love of like marmalade and whatever the sandwiches is, I'm
All right, I'm adding this. I'm going to watch a little ghost. Is Paddington a book? This is becoming the Educate Ashley
movies,
podcast,
Paddington
whatever.
Paddington 2 is so good.
Okay.
Just absolutely delightful.
All right, side note.
He goes to jail. It's
a bear? Jesus.
Yeah, he's wrongfully imprisoned, but don't worry, he gets out.
Spoilers. All right, back on track before I take this off the wheels too much. Okay, so, yeah, no, my God, not at all. You're educating us all. So we are in Peru, and a lot of comments coming here on the stream. People not loving Victoria F, which also we agree, but we're not there yet. We'll get to her whining.
We'll get to that tea later. We'll get to that.
You're not
sure.
Alone if you feel that way. So let's see here. Natasha, can we talk a little bit about her?
Natasha, you in danger, girl.
Right. So first off, she gets the better of the... We've got three activities, right? Madison Peak, or Madison, whatever, Madison. There's only one. Goes fishing. Kelsey goes ATV riding and running up a mountain.
I don't know. That sounds really cool, though. Maybe not the running
the
part.
ATV.
But yeah.
I just think that's still number two versus like the cultural exploration where they get to walk around the town and go
eat
some food, watch some dancers, that kind of thing.
For sure.
I jumped the gun here. Sorry, Madison and Pete had their one-on-one first.
It's okay. We're on Natasha just now.
I'm just excited. I want to get through the whole episode. It kind of looked like dreary.
Yeah.
Like the charm wasn't there. Like Peru is a beautiful country and I feel like their date kind of looked a little dismal.
Yeah, I feel like whatever deals go down to, you know, align places and tourism boards and what have you, Peru is not getting their money's worth there.
And did we see any llamas?
Not yet.
Or alpacas? Are they llamas or alpacas? I forget.
I think is alpaca a breed of like a
is it a certain llama?
I don't know. Maybe.
But we didn't see any, and that's the point,
right?
Yeah. That's where we would see them.
See that.
Okay, well, I think the big thing with Madison's one-on-one here is
our producer says they showed some.
Oh,
we were just a little distracted, apparently.
We've been distracted lately.
Sorry. You know, it's hard to like live tweet the show and talk about it and, you know, kind of shit talk all the people on it.
And spot all the
alpacas. And keep up with the alpacas and the llamas, whatever they are. So the big topic, though, kind of the thing I want to get to is when Madison is with Peter on her one-on-one date, there's a certain conversation that comes up.
Yeah, they talk about their faith and how important her faith is to, well, how important faith is to her, and she just wants to make sure that Pete's on the right track, and or on the same track, I should say right track.
But what is that? I feel like they kind of talked in circles, and something we've talked about on this podcast, which you've brought up having gone through this is such a whirlwind experience where everything's expedited.
Yeah.
So conversations that you might be more delicate with or conversations that you might have later on in a typical relationship, like you're not promised another conversation with this person. So you need to like put it all out there and say what you mean what you say.
Yeah.
This was not that conversation.
Yeah. Like, go ahead.
That's it. I was just going to say, I was like, okay, spit it out.
Yeah.
Spit it out.
Yeah. You definitely have to get that shit out there. You got to start talking about it because before you know it, he's me and your parents, you know? So you definitely want to get it all out there. You don't want to waste any time. And yeah.
I feel like the faith.
I feel like she's hiding something.
I feel like, okay, that's what I'm getting at here.
I feel like she's hiding something.
What is she hiding?
We don't know.
We know what she's hiding. The internet has some thoughts on this.
Talk, yeah. Go ahead.
I thought you were going to say. You were going off.
You go ahead.
So presumably they're talking about faith and just like being on the same track. And
we think they're talking about her virginity.
Exactly. Which The Bachelor show has such a fascination with.
Yeah, maybe.
Which I guess guilt, like so does everyone on Twitter and consuming the show. But yep. I just thought it was really bizarre that she just didn't come forward and say it. Understandably, I'm sure it's like a delicate thing for her to talk about, but yeah. Just spit it out. Like say it.
Yeah.
Say it. So how do you guys feel about that? That it was such a big...
If it is.
If that's like what she's talking about.
If she is talking about her faith and her virginity. I think that's a big one you need to talk about. You need to bring that up. I mean... Especially to a man that is, you know, almost hitting his 30s, you know, that's something that needs to be discussed for sure.
When is the right time to do it? Is it on that date or is it sooner?
I don't think it needs to go past that day.
Okay.
I think this was the episode that was to like the bring deadline. It up, if anything, in my opinion.
I think I have to agree because to your point that, you know, the next date's with their parents and you don't know what her parents are going to say either way about religion or anything else that might sort of like raise a red flag for him. Then after that is like fantasy suites and you mm-hmm. definitely need to have it before that. So it seems like the time to sort of, you know, I hate this expression, but like shoot straight and be blunt with it, especially because, you know, Peter identified himself as like a religious like man of faith. And I think we live in a time when a lot of people consider themselves religious and faithful and, you know, following that kind of path, but aren't necessarily virgins and have gone sort of, you know, have their own interpretations of that. So I don't think saying like, oh, I'm religious gets the message across.
Yeah.
And it's a message that should probably be across by now.
Yeah. I would definitely not, like, if I'm sure Peter has no clue if she is,
yeah,
you know, so I could see that it's very confusing of how she was trying to get it out there. If she was trying to get it out there.
As
we don't know.
We don't know for sure, but I mean, I think they made the editing, we made it pretty clear. Internet's on it.
Well, here's a quick question, though. Do you think you would have interpreted that conversation that way if we didn't know all the rumors from day one? That
I just personally...
The rumors and spoilers.
I think I just would have been like, what are you saying? Like, what is your end goal with this conversation? Because I didn't really take anything away from it. Mm-hmm. And I'm a straight shooter, I guess. That's the way I lean, is like, be more direct with me. Peter's probably a better person for this. He's a lot more patient than I am. So yeah. I think that he was very like receptive to kind of hearing her out and like talk through that. But I would have been like, what are you saying? Like, just, you can be honest with me. Like, you can be honest with me, say what you have to say. Like, let's just be transparent.
I agree with you. I'm very impatient. So yeah. I would be like, spit it out.
Yeah, like,
what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah, like what? Also, I'm just kind of, I get really like stressed if there's a delay. So I'm like, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you hiding? Because then you kind of like work it up in your head that it's bigger than what it is.
For sure. And everyone's mind's its own enemy. So it's true.
It's true. But I think Madison is kind of like one of the fan favorites.
Yeah,
she is.
Seems like a great girl. Sweet girl. She never gets into any drama, no shit. And she's just like, she's rocking it.
And Peter says he's fallen in love with her too. So conversation worked for him.
And I think that was the main thing. I think that first date with her was the reason why he sent Natasha home. Like, if you're having such strong feelings for someone already and someone that, you know, you're not quite there yet, it really sets that bar up high.
And someone the internet Peter thinks is having strong feelings for is one of the producers on the show. It's one of the rumors that came out this week. We have to talk about this.
Yeah.
I think that's what's interesting about The Bachelor now is that the rumors on social media and just online in general, they fly so quickly. Mm-hmm. And it does make the show, I think, a little more like juicy. And one of the rumors this week is that people are piecing together times where Pete has been out and about with one of the producers on the show, Julia.
Julie.
Noah, sorry, Julie. And so they go back and they have, you know, video from him on New Year's Eve out in like Times Square. And there she is in the background. There's pictures of Julie with his family. Mm-hmm. And so people are questioning that they've teased this unique ending to the show. Is Julie the one who actually ends up with Pete?
That's a really funny one. I've never actually heard of that. Well, I haven't been in the Bachelor community that long, but this is actually a funny one. And I would have to highly disagree with this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's funny to hear, but one thing people don't realize is the producer, especially if you're the lead, I mean, it's not like you're out with your friends during this whole time. Like, your producer is your right-hand man. They have your back. They're to support you, to make you feel better whenever you're down. And you really grow, you develop, like, friendship feelings for this person. And it's just, they're like best friends.
But did you guys meet Julie on Hannah's season? Was she...
We saw it. Yeah. Whenever there was, like, we had our dates or whatnot, you know, you would hang out. Yeah. I mean, not hang out, but you would see him and pass him by and say hello and this and that. And yeah.
So what you're saying is it wouldn't be strange for Pete to have a relationship with a producer, hanging out with his family, spending New Year's Eve with him.
I mean, I see it. It would be strange. It's definitely not true at all. They're like
what
best
about
friends.
Like the sub theory or the alt timeline of, you know, plays the game straight, ends the show single, and then ends up with the producer?
I mean, that would be quite a show. I mean,
right? And then the Bachelor gets to keep their sort of like, you know, there was no funny business on set, but yet we also the process worked, and here is love.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, I guess we don't know. Honestly, I don't know. So maybe this is what's going on. I could tell you for sure that the producer, if he was with her, she's fired.
Okay. But what if it happens after the show?
I don't know. This is such a weird, funny, like, conversation.
Why? Oh, why really, is it so really, weird and funny? I don't know. You're our insider here. You're friends with Pete. You've gone through the experience.
You guys think this is, like...
I'm kind of charmed by it. Like, regardless of the, like, if it's true or not, I think it's kind of, like, it humanizes the show in a way. I think that we've seen so many seasons of The Bachelor that I'm a little jaded by, you know, when half the contestants are in beauty pageants or they're fashion bloggers. I'm like, are you really here? We see the success that follows this show. So to see someone that, like, works in production behind the scenes and, like, gets to kind of, like, be real with Pete, like, I think that's charming that they maybe hit it off behind the scenes.
I mean, that would be a great story. Right? I don't think it happened here. I mean,
they've played up the ending though as like something that's like unique and special and never seen before. No way that it can be spoiled. That if it's anything less than something of this level, if not this,
I would be shocked.
Then again, like, you know, the waitress from the final rose ceremony or something that's like, oh yeah, I don't know. I will be bummed if it's not.
If it's not that way.
As billed, yeah.
Oh. Totally I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
Based on your knowledge of Julie, if you hypothetically had a friend who was hypothetically dating her, how would you feel about it? Like, did you see like a nice woman?
If Peter is happy with Julie, then I'm happy for Peter.
That's an awful answer. I don't think it quite answers the question that was asked of you. Would you be happy? Is she like a cool chick? Like,
she's very cool. She's very sweet, cool, like, and... Every time I've met her, she's been so nice to me, and she's just a sweet girl.
Excellent. That's what we like to
That's
hear.
That's what we're trying to hear. Yeah, we know Pete's a cool guy. Apparently, she's like a cool girl.
Yeah, so absolutely. Like, she couldn't be. You couldn't be a cool girl and not and have that position. Like, you're there for a reason, and it's like that you're a good person. You're good at comforting someone, and you're just a good friend. So, if they fell in love, wow, I'd be shocked. But, hey, maybe. You never know.
And they keep teasing the shocking ending, but okay. Back to reality, I guess. We got to start with
what
the rumors.
What wasn't a shock was Natasha
going home.
You're sweet, Natasha.
I love Natasha. I thought she kind of like going back to this, like she kept it real. Mm-hmm. She was no bullshit, like called Peter on his stuff. And I kind of like that because I think the remaining women are a little more reserved, I guess. Timid, like. Patient, sweet. I don't know. Natasha was no nonsense. And I really like that about her.
I hate to keep going back to this because I don't think age is everything. But I think it is notable that Natasha and Kelly were both of like on the older end of the contestants. And they were both like the realest and the most mature. And Natasha and Peter talk about past relationships. And like she actually has past relationships to talk about. And yet the women that we sort of see him with now are a little bit younger and they're a little more eager and they're a little, I don't know, they have Victoria F as her own, you know, beast. I guess it's like Victoria F and Kelsey in their own categories. And then Hannah.
I think Victoria's in her own category. Yeah. I won't even put Kelsey.
Get
in
her off.
You know, disrespect to Kelsey.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not disrespect
I think Kelsey's on the upswing for me.
Yeah, Kelsey had a great date.
She almost she had a whole episode twice. Without crying.
She cried twice. That was
but nice. It wasn't like a sob. It was like a gentle tearing.
Yeah, she's emotional. That's yeah. fine. Yeah, you know?
I mean, who among us? You know, we're like
hey, she people had a get good, emotional. She had a good episode. Oh, yeah. This was a good one for Kelsey.
She only cried twice. It was a good episode for Kelsey.
Twice.
I just think we have to shout out Natasha one more time. Mm-hmm. Two things before we move on. One, when Madison was on the date, Natasha had the most iconic line of the episode. Shay, do you remember what it was?
I don't know.
I have it in front of me. It's okay. I just know that you are obsessed with it.
I did love it, but I immediately, it's, you know, things.
So things are getting a little tense in the house. They're getting more competitive. And so Natasha, when Madison was out on the date with Peter, she goes, hopefully that bitch doesn't come back. Which I just was like, okay, it's getting real. Like these girls act like they're friends, but you're all fighting for the same dude. So.
No, yeah. I mean, it's great. Like when we were on the show, when I was on the show, mm-hmm. like every week, it's like, you know, someone goes on a one-on-one. I mean, you like that guy, but honestly, it's better if he doesn't come back. Mm-hmm. You catch up with him later.
Same at the reunion show.
Yeah.
Mental all or whatever it is.
For sure.
Mental.
Yeah. I wish those shows were like a little juicier, like some VH1, like a little like drink throwing drama, ooh. Right?
Ooh. That's what you gotta watch MTV for.
MTV. I guess I love
ABC
the trash.
Keeps it classy. Keeps it classy.
They keep it classy.
Classy might be a stretch, but.
Well, going back to kind of like you being on the show, you know, we talk about these girls, like I'm sure there's like some tension, but then we see on Instagram, they're all friends after the fact. And like, you're still friends with a lot of the guys on your show.
Yeah.
It's just water under the bridge, like once production wraps.
Oh, my friend. I mean, I never got into it with anybody, really.
Okay.
Some people annoyed me, which.
Who annoyed you?
I mean, everybody knows who was annoying everybody, but.
Let's name some names. Come on.
Name them so we can shame
everyone knows,
them.
Like, Luke P was the annoying guy, you know? I don't keep in contact with him now, but I mean, I hope he's doing well and better. And
you can be annoyed with someone and not, like, and wish them well, but, for like, sure. You don't need to be friends with them. So I think it's safe to say that he was a. I don't think most of America would want to be friends with him.
I'm not friends with him, but I hope he's doing well and doing good.
Did you guys bond over hating the same, not hating, but hating the same person?
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. Yeah, we were just had a lot to talk about with someone, yeah. You just talk shit with this guy.
And that's it? He was just the lone person in the house?
He was alone by himself a lot. Honestly, I feel bad for him a lot of times. I was like, I feel bad, like he's isolated. You know, we're traveling, going through all this experience, and he's just by himself. I really did feel bad for him. A couple of us did.
He did it to himself.
He did it to himself, and it's like we felt bad, and then it's like it just keeps on and just keeps on, and it's just like after a point. Yeah. What can you do?
Right, like get out of your own way.
What can you do?
Don't be crazy.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard. You don't need to like be a massive fit of rage all the time.
Not at all.
Did it take time to like decompress from
the show?
Like, well, the show, but also sort of like the potential jealousy of the fact that like she picked somebody else over you.
Over me?
Or
I'm sure. I mean, I didn't have strong feelings for her whenever I left. You know, I thought I liked her. She was cool. Mm-hmm. And it would be like if I went on one date with a girl and we just never talked afterwards. Okay, that's fine. Move on. But some people, I think it did take some time. Yeah, it's like you're dating someone and you're broken up. So like Pete, he was broken. He was heartbroken from Hannah B. Yeah. So people need time.
We saw that the first couple of weeks.
We
he
did.
Potentially did not get enough time. Time we will
did.
Tell.
Uh-oh, what's that face? Did we get what? That face on the screen? What I don't face? Know. It was like a little smirk. You were like,
No, because, you know, you saw how, I mean, he was clearly in love with her. Yeah. And you saw the emotions come back. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Yeah, it's like hard to turn it off. No, that was hard to watch the first couple of weeks. And I was like, we got a man down. We got a man down on
man
the podcast.
Down, man down.
Man.
I was trying to be subtle.
Medic.
It's okay.
Medic. Medic.
It's like off the screen. No one knows. She's just coughing. She's totally fine. I know no one can see what's going on right now. Okay. Little water down the wrong pipe.
We're good.
We're getting notes from our producer here on our conversation. And it's like, blah, 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 blah. Tyler seems to have rebounded nicely.
Yeah, he had a nice little rebound, didn't he?
Yeah. Which one? Which one are you referring to?
I don't know these days. Who are
Dustin?
They? I don't keep up with his
love
life.
This is
the
same space. We are quite literally drinking tea.
We are.
I just choked on
I'm
it.
Just not. But yeah, who is Gigi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's beautiful.
How did that come to be?
I have no idea. Mm. I think things were going down in the DMs. We should ask him.
Right? Is that what happens these days? Like
the DMs?
People always hook up in the DMs. People, 20 years from now, people are going to tell their kids, like, yeah, I slid in your mom's DM and from this history.
I hope to God if I become a mom, my husband, baby daddy, whatever the situation is, not telling them I slid into your mom's DMs. Like, here's the message, like 3:34 a.m.
Or screenshotted. He's going to screenshot that.
Oh, my God.
That would be cute. Screenshot
is that
message
a meet cute?
And maybe hang
the
up
bar
on the wall?
Is so low if that's a meet cute.
I think that would be really cute.
To slide into someone's DMs?
Oh, no. Well, if it happened, yeah. I mean, sometimes it is cute to slide.
Oh, you mean like, okay.
Like, say if I slid in your DMs, mm-hmm. we grow and have a family together, and I screenshotted that DM and put it on the wall. That's
I just...
Would you die? Would you not...
No, I guess...
That's cute.
In my experience, the first DM is like not something
charming.
However
love happens, it happens.
Okay, but what if the first message is just like,
hey...
slimy or like
as long as it's not a dick pic, I think it's all good, right?
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if that's like how the DM, the door to the DM got
that's
open?
A different, then that's your fault. That's
well, that's my fault.
Not, no, sitting, not to get it, but if you end up with that guy, that's on you.
But what if they're just bold? I respect
you. Could tell
that.
Your kids, yeah, not yeah, your dad sent me a dick pic, and after looking at that, I just knew I was going to.
Well, in that like, case, your dad slid into my DMs is a better story than the truth, so you're just moving the bar up a little
that's
bit.
That's true. Anyways.
No, yeah. Not anyways. Let's stay on the DMs. Snap. You seem pro DM. I'm like anti DMs, like turn mine off. What is the most, especially after being on the show?
Okay.
I'm sure you get a lot more DMs than we do. What is the most aggressive DM you've ever gotten?
Probably some nudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you answered or engaged in this meet cute that you're trying to pitch me on?
Do I engage after they send me
do
a nude?
Yeah.
I kind of just send the whatchamacallit face, like the nervous, like, blushy face. That's like my...
That's like, if I literally was like, okay, I'm going to shoot my shot, like, send this dude a nude, and you hit me with that smiley face, like, I'm deleting my phone and buying, like, a flip phone. Yeah. like burning this.
I mean, that's my personality. I'm just like, oh, shit.
And then he hit me with an oh shit. Like, I would be out. I would never send a DM again.
I mean, what would be the...
I don't know what the right answer is.
What was the most impressive DM you got? Like, the one that you responded to and were like...
Oh, man.
Most impressed by.
You guys are putting me on the spot here. I don't know. I'll have to come back to that one.
All right.
Okay,
on the next show,
like
I'll do some
minutes.
Research. I'll go back into
I mean,
the
your
DMs.
Phone's right there.
Right.
I mean, that... The,
we could do a little
these,
research right now.
These DMs are... I mean,
are there a lot to sift through?
I'm
that's
not
what you're making
say
it sound
a lot,
like.
But there are a lot.
There's a lot to
there's
sift a, through.
There's some DMs in there.
Okay. Okay. If you're a man
is
of your
there
word,
one, is maybe, Instagram a stronger?
I, maybe
platform
I'll screenshot
than...
some and we could post them up. But
also,
I'll
like,
the,
if you're watching
out
live right now, like his DMs are clearly open. I'm just saying,
DM
if there was a time
right
to
now
DM Dustin, then
yeah, let's see if someone will
yeah
DM right
see
now
if he'll hit you with that face. The whatever the face is.
The Dustin face.
The Dustin face.
The Dustin face, I like that.
Oh, man, we are off the rails now, but I'm living for it because I feel like, you know, like phone's there, do a little research, whatever.
It's too, this
but
too
we
much.
Did get
we'll get that next time.
Yeah, we're going to follow up on that. We won't forget.
We'll follow up on them.
We did get a question, not in our DMs, but in our replies about the episode for you. Or I guess Ashley and I can theorize, but this is really for you. All right, so are the contestants told they aren't allowed to have sex until the sweet episode or do they but they don't show it until the sweet episode and then they act like it's the first time. The question asker also provided the context of it's too odd that all these people are there and none have sex right away. People at church camp I've gone to had sex the first night. So
I've heard some stories about people going to church camp before, just by the way. Anyways, but
Madison.
So wait, was religious a euphemism in the other direction?
She's like, I'm a woman of faith. I've gone to church camp.
I will say too, pastor kids that are like,
I did not know where you were going.
Yeah, I thought you were
going
to take this in a real dark place.
Not a real dark place, but you know the kids that are, you know, their parents are priests or pastors or whatnot. They're the wildest.
They're the wild kids, yeah.
They are the wildest. The things they've done and do, and they just don't give a shit.
They lean on that. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, to answer that question, no one ever told us, no, you can't have sex before the fantasy suites. It was
is
never
that in the contract? Like, there's a clause.
It was never brought up by anyone. And also, I guess if you did have... sex before the fantasy suites, I guarantee that would have been on the show. And the producers definitely would have threw that on there.
Do people self-police? I mean, we saw Kelsey sort of go for his room last week, was it? Or, yeah, so do people try?
I mean, there's people around. I mean, fantasy suites is a time where you just get alone time. Right. So, like, there's no producers, there's no cameraman in there. So if you're going to have sex before then, there's going to be a good amount of people watching. So
trade-offs.
I mean,
I feel like there has to be some stuff going on that we just don't see on TV. Like, whether it's, like, the production crew or other people in that. It's just, like you said, you're stuck there without your phone. You're telling me tension isn't building to the point where people are like just in a back room somewhere, like a closet or the makeup trailer. Yeah.
You mean like maybe people behind the scenes, like camera people and producers? Like
that? And I just think like the idea of like you're not supposed to. So it's like tension is heightened.
I mean, I have no idea. I mean, but I'm not a fool. I'm sure someone's probably hooked up.
Okay. But so didn't see anything with your own two eyes?
No.
You didn't hear anything with your own two ears.
I wish. That would have been some good entertainment.
Shit. You sense anything with your own spidey senses?
No.
I feel like Dan Lupke has been gone for quite some time.
No, that would have been some good juice to talk about, though, while there, for sure.
That probably would have pushed you guys over the edge.
Maybe.
If you needed a reason to hate him, that's what it would be.
It's true.
Ooh. All right, what else happened in this episode? Because we are just spiraling, I think.
We all over the place.
Kelsey had a date.
Kelsey had a date. Yeah. That was it. I think that's all we need to say about Kelsey and her date.
They went ATVing, if that's the verb.
They ran up the... Oh, I think it was funny what she said. I just want to work a couple days.
Oh my God, that was,
that was pretty
so
hilarious.
Rich.
I mean, I'm
so
like,
rich.
I'm like, me too,
among
girl.
Us? Yeah.
Girl, me too.
Hey, I would love to like have a career, but like only work a few days. And I was like,
where's that job at?
She's like, I want to be a wifey. And I was just like, total like respect that. Live your truth. And I'm glad you're being transparent up front.
She's being very transparent. She wants to spend time with her kids, so I respect that.
And Pete wants, we learned in the last episode, 4, so they can all ride the roller coaster.
He said 2 to 4. He said even number.
Even number.
So they can ride roller coasters together.
Ride the roller coaster. That's what life's all about, having an even number of kids.
Life's a roller coaster.
Kelsey also talked about her parents, though.
Yes.
Which spurred an interesting conversation. Well, was this? No, this is the next day when that conversation happened, but... I guess they're kind of related. We can use it as a segue. Her parents are divorced, and they mostly are with, if I remember this correctly, her siblings and her, like, grew up with their mom. And they were estranged from her dad, but then she and her dad now have a relationship, but her mom doesn't know they have a relationship. So she was basically sort of saying, hey, if we go to hometowns, my mom doesn't know that I'm talking to my dad. And all of us were like, well, she will by the end of this show. But that's not the talking point that I thought it was. The talking point I thought about was on the following date. Kelsey gets a rose. Yay, moving on. The 3-on-1 date with Hannah Ann, Victoria F., and Kelly. Somehow it comes up that they begin discussing, or Peter begins citing, sort of the longevity of a relationship, particularly like a parent's relationship, or the host guy that was there with, I don't know, the Peruvian man.
Oh, yeah.
Who was in like a 34-year long relationship. And so the conversation began, like, is length like that the sign of a strong relationship? Is that like a big indicator?
I feel like no. I was kind of like the lone wolf on this one. I was very quick to say that I don't think longevity is the sign of necessarily the most successful relationship. It's merely like an indicator of time. I think that there are a lot of people that shouldn't be together and maybe stay together, or people that are just complacent. Like, I think that I know a lot of people that have been together for a long time and they have a great relationship, but I don't think that number is a telltale sign of how successful or healthy a relationship is. I think it's, you know, the commitment in that relationship, how you treat the other person, how you make sacrifices. Like, I think relationships are, the cornerstone of a relationship is compromise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go into a relationship over the course of however long it is. And I don't think that bragging about how long you've been together speaks to the intricacies that go into a relationship. So I felt really strongly about that. Okay. But you guys definitely countered that with some good points about, you know.
If you could stick with someone for 30 years and you're not tired of them yet, that's got to be love. That's got to be something.
Or is it just like, you're like, shit, like, divorce is expensive. We have kids, like a mortgage. I'm just going to ride this one out. Like, you're not that bad.
Maybe that's love. Maybe you're supposed to ride it out.
Or like, I don't look like I did at 25. So I'm just like, this is as good as it gets. I guess
when you hit your 50s and on up and 60s and whatnot, it's like, I can't say 50s anymore. We just saw J-Lo do that performance. And
we don't need to talk about that.
50 is definitely in the new 30 or 20. God. Oh my God. Anyways, but after you get past a certain age, it's just like, I think you're just supposed to write it out, you know? Your hormones drop a little bit.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, is that love? That you're just like stuck and supposed to write it out?
Maybe we just figured out a life hack. Maybe that's what love is.
Just being complacent and like realizing you're on the demise, a perpetual demise.
Don't ask me. I'm clearly single, so I don't know what love is.
Single, DMs are open. I'm just like,
where's it at? Where's love at? I'm looking for it.
I don't have the answer. I don't know how many answers. It's not on The Bachelorette, apparently. So,
or maybe not on The Bachelor either if things go the way the rumor mill.
That he suggests. Just doesn't end up. I need to stop with the rumor mill. I'm trying so hard to avoid spoilers.
I'm in a group chat and
they say he's single?
Yeah, that's one of the working theories that.
If he's single, me and him are going to kick it.
Hey!
Single.
I'm not rooting. I'm rooting for whatever Peter's happy. If I'm just as long as he's happy, I'm rooting for him.
That's so lame, dude. They need to be friends to be happy.
But if he was single, we would have a good time.
We all have that friend that is just so much more fun when they're single. Like you're secretly kind of like hoping for them to.
I've never met Peter when he was in a relationship, so I don't know. He could still be as fun as he was single. I don't know.
I can't decide. I don't know.
But that's also like, have you ever known him? Was there any time when he wasn't, this is going to sound worse than I mean, it sounded like in the system where.
We met in the system.
I know, but then like before when you were out of the system, like then you were both single and like able to like go out or, you know.
We hung out in LA during Mintel. Yeah. All
right. So a little bit.
So you got a little taste of single Peter. Like a gentle taste. Do you know what he's capable of?
Yeah, hung out. I mean, also hung up with him the whole time. I mean, that's I guess you're not.
You're not like going out with your boys, like on the prowl, night
dating,
out.
But you're dating the same person.
Well, it's not like when we hang out, even though we're single, I think the main thing is like when you, for any guy, single guys out there, don't go out there like with a mission to get girls or whatnot. That's lame. It's never going to work out in your favor. What you do is, your friend that you're hanging out with, just make sure you're having a good time with your friends. And that energy that you guys cause brings ladies to you because, you know, they want a fun guy.
Preach.
And if there's not even any, like, ladies around, at least you're just having a good time with your friends. So that's all that matters.
I totally agree with that. That was, like, so beautiful and so well said.
Right?
I think it goes back to, like, age. Like, you just, like, learn over time. You're, like, you're going to get the energy you put out.
For sure.
And if you're like miserable or crying, but again, Victoria F is still on the show, so like maybe we don't have this quite.
I don't
quite
know few. What those vibes.
What's
are.
Up with that? What's Peter doing with her? Lord.
I have no idea. Mm. I will give. She's hot. I'll give her that.
Like, yeah,
she's hot.
No, I don't think there's any denying like the aesthetics that she brings to the show. But oh my God,
man, calling him out, saying he's in the mood. Yeah. I don't think he liked that very much.
Right? I just also feel like if I was fighting with someone like so early on in dating them, I would be so put off by the fact that we can't even like go out without like tears or fighting or she's always complaining, always whining.
I'm just saying like even like bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Don't come at me like saying I'm in a mood when I'm not in the mood. Like it's just, you're trying to just, he's argue for no reason.
No reason. Absolutely no reason.
I can't stand someone that argues for no reason. If you're going to argue, have a purpose. Like have a purpose, have an end goal or whatnot, but for no reason, that's just
she's toxic.
In a fight.
Yeah, she's toxic, and I think she's the person that finds comfort in the chaos. Like she doesn't know how to conduct herself in like a sane situation. Yeah. She like loves the downward spiral.
And I cannot stand the no eye contact, looking down thing. Like Peter's talking to her, and she's
me.
Like, I can't stand that. I can't stand when people talk to me and don't look me in my eye. It's or a, if I'm talking to them, if you're
as I'm doing right now, like looking at my laptop. Sorry.
If you're not looking me in my
eye. I feel like that was a dig at me. I feel like it was a dig at me. I just want to make sure a lot happened this episode, but not really. You know what I mean? Like, we're down to the wire. Yeah. So it's like a lot of, I think, changes in conversations, but it's not like a ton of women were sent home. Yeah. Did we miss anything else just from this episode?
Has anyone else from the live thing have any questions or say
anything? Anyone that's still with us here on the live stream? Any takeaways from this episode?
Anything you'd like to throw out there?
I think the consensus, we're all kind of on the same page that Victoria F., not the biggest fan in the chat here. Victoria needs to leave.
I'm kind of glad she, I mean, it looks even juicier at the hometowns.
Like, okay.
It looks so, like the same thing. Wild. It's the exact same thing we just saw, but in front of parents, like... This is going to be some good shit, though.
I'm excited.
And where are we going? We're going to Iowa. We're going to Auburn, Alabama?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then where's Victoria F. from?
Virginia Beach, right? Virginia?
Really? My sister lives in Virginia Beach now.
Oh, my God. I have no idea. And then
maybe she's got
what else is left?
That's it. There's just four girls.
Oh, yeah, we said Iowa, we said Auburn, we said Victoria F.'s potential Virginia Beach, and then...
Alabama.
Is it Alabama?
Yeah, Hannah's from Alabama, right? Is she not?
Is she?
My God, guys.
I think that's
she's from Tennessee.
Ann, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
So they previewed the next week's episode, a lot of tears, a lot of crying... A lot of tears, a lot of crying. I love seeing like the teaser of their parents. I love meeting people's parents.
I do too. Moms love me.
Okay.
Moms love me. They absolutely love me. I think they want to date me instead.
You're really pitching yourself this episode.
I'm trying.
Yourself.
I'm trying.
Moms love me.
I swear.
But I think it's you grow up and like your childhood friends, like especially if you've lived in the same place for a while, like you know their family, like you've eaten dinner at their homes, like you've grown up together. And then you kind of get older in like college or the workplace, you don't know people's families.
No, it's so strange
because I feel like kind of growing up, you understand why people are the way that they are because you know what they come from.
Yeah.
And I always think it's really fun to meet people's family because you're like, that makes sense. Like, yep. I know why you do that.
Yeah.
I love it. But I don't know if I'd want to bring my boyfriend home for the first time to meet my family on national television.
It's scary.
Is that like the worst scenario? I haven't done
it, but it just seems like very, seems like a lot.
Seems like my worst nightmare.
I just like the presentation of it is so the opposite of casual. There's no way to like just kind of like ease them into like, oh, we're all at a basketball game or we're at a tailgate.
And there's always like the extended family.
Yeah, that's going to be, you know, we're all going to just like sit in a living room and grill each other.
Talk about our virginity and faith and whatever else comes
life
up on
values
these.
Them. Like, ready to have kids.
I know. It's like, it's like, let's just escalate everything to like a 10 out of 10 right away. I don't know if my family would be able to like handle being on national television.
Oh yeah. My grandma was not for that. I remember like when we're getting close to hometowns and producers are calling your family to see like, hey, just, you know, heads up, this might happen, you know? And my grandma, when I told her, like, I'm coming home, she was, like, so thrilled. She's like, thank God. I didn't want to have to fix my whole house up and this and that and everything. I'm so glad you're not on it. I'm like,
that's how I feel like my family would be like, what are we supposed to do? What do you do?
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, America is about to meet you and see your home.
Would she have like, what is your mom like like a whole spread, a day of activities plan? What would she do?
She's not a day of activities planned, but she does like to make sure that like everyone is like comfortable. And like my parents host a lot of, this is more context than you need, but a lot of like football tailgate weekends where like friends will come into town or like my parents' friends. It's like, they're like very sort of used to like a casual level of hosting, but anytime like my friends are always like, "Well, what do you guys want for breakfast? Like, what do you want for food? Is there gonna be enough food? Like, I have this." And it's like,
what snacks your kids want?
Yeah, I love that. And one of my friends' girlfriends is a vegetarian, and no one in my family is a vegetarian. And my mom just like didn't know what to do with that. She was like, "Well, what should I get her?" And I was like, "I don't know. At least we'll eat something."
sorry.
And she did. It was fine.
Oh, it all worked out.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like your family would thrive. Your family would panic. I think I would fall on the panic scale.
Yeah.
I don't know if we would hate the drama, though, that they, like, tease on the show. I guess I would just be bad TV, but
yeah,
there would be no tears. I think I'd be, like, excited.
I think my family would be too mellow, ultimately.
I mean, I cry a lot, but I don't think I'd cry.
Are you a Kelsey?
Definitely not a Kelsey.
Are you a Kelsey?
I am not a Kelsey. No.
Safe space.
This I'm a Kelly. I am a Kelly, like, through and through.
You're a Kelly.
Yeah. I'm a Kelly.
You didn't even like Kelly at the beginning.
I said I loved Kelly. That's why I was disappointed she cheated.
Mm, yeah.
You have to respect the game.
Wah,
there
wah,
were rules, wah. And Kelly cheated. And I'm still upset about that, Kel.
I see. Yeah. No.
I think
see
we could
no
be
wrong.
Good friends, but like I still I am no annoyed wrong. By it. She cheated.
There is also the possibility, though, that she didn't quite know she was cheating.
Yeah, who knows? Like, it's who does the tricycle
she
race?
She didn't know she was cheating. It's like if you were playing basketball and just like cradled the ball down the court.
If you never played basketball, you never know.
I'm sure they explicitly explained the rules in the obstacle course, and she deliberately chose to cheat.
Maybe she wasn't
for her own personal gain.
Who knows?
Whatever. I know I'm right, and you can continue to be wrong. It's whatever. You want to do a little superlatives before we wrap this up here?
I do. Let's.
Shay loves her superlatives.
I do. Yeah. We have to like get a yearbook and start making these more interesting next week. But we'll start with the usual best use of time with Peter.
Best use of time with Peter.
Not Madison.
Mm. Who's going first?
Yeah. I mean, we could just like group consensus here.
Shout them out.
Shout them out. Shout them out. I'm like not a raise your hand person.
I'll say probably Kelsey.
I think Kelsey kind of redeemed herself.
Yeah.
She had a meaningful conversation and she didn't cry.
She cried twice, but that's good.
But
she didn't sob. She just had a couple tears.
Valid tears.
Valid tears.
They don't count.
Oh,
if they're
I like
valid,
that.
They don't count.
Valid
yeah.
tears.
Champagne tears are like, we don't have time for that.
Four days of tears.
4 days.
Is when you get to too many tears.
Yeah, she did good.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go with that too. I'm still not particularly impressed with her, but I think of our options this week, she's best use and worst use.
Madison, I think. I think if it's not that her time was used poorly, I think that she didn't articulate what she wanted to with the time given. And that was a waste of time. And like you said, that was the point. You had to have that conversation and be explicit with what you had to say, and she didn't do it.
Give more details. On what's
so going on. Rip the Band-Aid off, say what you have to say. And I just think that it makes everything moving forward a lot more like comfortable.
Yeah.
And now there's just like this weird, like, I think I know what she's saying, but like, I don't really know what she was saying. And I just thought it was a poor use of time.
Okay.
And a really long-winded conversation.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with Victoria. every moment she gets, she just throws that shit away.
But she got a rose.
Madison got a rose too.
Okay, but we like her. That's the difference.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying she wasted time.
Okay.
I don't know. That she would give me a headache. I would be so frustrated with her.
I am with you on that. I feel like it's very simple. Like it was the worst thing to watch. So that is the worst use of time.
Worst use of time.
Very unpleasant. Best response to the drama. We didn't have a ton of drama this week, so.
I'm going
to
go with a pass.
Yeah.
Best response to drama. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't really that much drama.
Mm-mm.
All right. And then I think that, unless you want to do hot seat. Do you
want to
do hot seat?
Hot seat of who's remaining? I so desperately want Victoria F. to go home. I think it's Kelsey that would go home first. I think Victoria F. has a hold on Pete. So I'm putting Kelsey on the hot seat.
It's so hard to tell by this because, you know, you're not just basing it off these girls' personalities and what they, you know, have they got to this moment, but a lot of it has, I think this is 50-50 with their family too. Like if you go to someone that you like and you're just not vibing with their family, that's a big deal, right? So it's hard to say.
Okay.
All right, I'm going Kelsey too.
Kelsey.
Just feels like a gut thing. But in that time, I did come up with a would you rather for you guys.
Oh my God.
It is a very simple, straightforward one, date-based. Would you rather do the pottery moment from Ghost / the Oscars promo, or would you rather go fishing?
Oh, the pottery. Fishing. That's legendary.
With Whoopi Goldberg and like all the
I
other
would
people?
Love to go pottering with Whoopi Goldberg. Are you kidding me?
I'm going fishing.
Who could say that? Who could say they've done that in their lifetime?
you know what?
How many people?
I'm glad we don't have to fight over the date. Like, you go off and you take the pottery room. I'll take the fishing date. Like, it works out perfectly.
All right.
Okay, really quick before we say goodbye and wrap this up. We keep seeing this teaser of Pete's mom saying, like, don't let her go.
Yes.
Do we think that that's next week's the episode where we finally get some closure on that?
I have no idea.
I think it's the fence jump.
Is it the season?
Probably like last thing.
Yeah.
I really want to know. I was
going
to say.
I'm really confused by this. Like, I don't, you know, it's really hard to say, like, what's going on. Because with the spoilers, they're like, Chris comes out and he's like, we just found this out. And it's like, what did you just find out? And what's going on?
We also don't know those two are related, necessarily.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about this. But I just remember, you know, seeing Chris Harrison say that on the spoiler. I mean, not spoilers, but the promo. And then, like, Peter, like, laying on his bed and had the same suit. So I don't know, like.
Okay.
True.
I'm just trying to put two and two together.
Okay. So we'll think on this. Maybe we'll ask for an answer next week. But I want to take some wagers on who we think his mom is talking about. So we don't have to say it today, especially if we don't think it's next episode. But I think we should, like, write it down and make bets.
I mean, I'll say it today.
It's definitely not Victoria F.
Who do you think?
I hope to God it's not.
I think it's Madison.
Madison?
Yeah.
Because who else would she feel that strongly connected to?
Well, she already met Madison, so...
Also, it seems like Madison is just, I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard to say. But because also, when do they meet the parents? I forget. Like, when do the contestants meet Peter's parents?
Never.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that first week on the show?
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know.
I hope it's next week. I need some answers.
Our producer says final two, they meet his parents.
Final two?
Thanks, Hunter.
It's hard to say. You just don't know what kind of bond. But, I mean, Madison already met her, so that gives her a good hit.
Okay.
And so she feels Madison. Like Madison probably is also a hit with moms. That seems
She's likely. The Dustin of the group.
Yeah.
A hit with moms. All right, guys. I think that's a wrap for this episode. Any final thoughts before we close it out here?
Kelly, come visit us in studio. We're Chicago-based.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? Where are you at, Kelly? Come hang out.
Yeah, where is Kelly?
Somewhere in Chicago.
All right. Really excited for Hometowns next week. I think we have some good drama. Things are kind of heating up. We are recapping The Bachelor every week. We will have a podcast episode. We're going live here on Twitter. You can follow us at fansided_ENT. That's Fansided Entertainment. We're live on Facebook as well. You can follow the three of us on Twitter. Listen to our podcast. I think we're putting us on YouTube as well. We're all over. We love the support. We really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. And we hope you continue to stick with us. All right. See you guys next week. Thanks.